the children of Talmid Chachomim are not necessarily Talmid Chachomim. The Gemara says, Mamzer Talmid Chochom, Kodim Lakoin God Lamoretz, that even someone of questionable lineage, but if he is a Torah person, if he has created himself in that fashion, he takes precedence over the high priest, if the high priest is an ignoramus. So the idea of Torah is an egalitarian idea. It's open for everybody. Anybody can come. Anybody can be a Talmud Chacham. And we see listed in the Tanoim and in the Zugos, there were Gerim, there were poor people, there were shoemakers, there were tailors. The Chazal were not people that had a golden spoon in their mouth. They were everybody. The Tzdukim came and preached the philosophy of the aristocracy, that the upper class was the only ones that knew enough to run the country, and you didn't have to ask the opinion of the masses. They don't know anything anyway. And therefore became, to a certain extent, the heirs of the Hellenists, because their ideas were close to the Greek ideas, to the Hellenistic ideas. And the Tzdukim, during the reign of Yochanan Hyrcanus, began to become stronger. And he helped strengthen them. The reasons he helped strengthen them were as follows. He thought that he was secure enough, and that the country was secure enough, that he could make peace with the Hellenistic element within the Jewish people. Until now, Shimon and he had pursued a course of destroying the Hellenists. Now he felt the country was strong enough, and his basic policy was strong enough that it could survive a reconciliation. National unity government. Wall-to-wall government. We were going to be makar of everybody. And he also fell to the idea, and that's what Chazal mean when Chazal say regarding him, Al tamin bi'atzmecho ad yom moscho, don't trust yourself till your last day. So it isn't then, because in the example that the Gemara brings is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that for 80 years he was the Kohen Gadol, and he went inside to the Kodshei Kodeshim every Yom Kippur, and he survived, and he saw miracles, and at the end he became an apokoros. At the end he became a tzduki. He lost his faith. So it's not only al tamin be'atzmecha ad yom moscha, to believe that you're always, you know, that nothing can touch you, that your faith is so strong that nothing can touch you. That's not the only interpretation. The other interpretation is al tamin be'atzmecha, don't believe in yourself that you're so great that you can, you know, you can take the liberties, you can chaverzach with anybody you want. They won't influence you. You'll influence them. And what happened is that the Tzdukim persuaded him that they were the friends of the monarchy, and that the religious Jews were the enemies of the monarchy. They said, listen, Yochanan, as long as you're alive, you're a good guy. But you got a son that's coming who's not such a big yeshiva man. Alexander Yanai is his son, Alexander Janius, whom we'll talk about next time. And he, you know, he doesn't like to sit and learn. You think they're going to let him be the king? They're going to get some chniok, right? They're going to dig up somebody from the yeshiva and make him the melech. And since every king wanted that to be succeeded by his son, he was susceptible to that argument. He was also heard the criticisms, muted as they were, but the criticisms that the same man should not be the king and the Kohen Gadol, that criticism never died out, and that criticism came exclusively from the religious element of the people. And the Tzdukim said, that's all the nonsense of the rabbis. The rabbis said that the Pasuk means. The Pasuk doesn't mean that at all. There is nothing saying the Torah that your Kohen can't be the king. Show me. You know, like a Jew comes, he says, show me in the